says, Avi Shem Levi, Chai Lava Mikos from Megillah Belaila, Mishnei Sabiyayim. Shemabai Elikai Ekayim, Yayim Belisan, Belaila, Gemiyali. So, Gemara says, Salve Mino, they should ask, Mekariya Belaim, Mishnaya. Well, let's start before that, one second. So the Gemara says, what's the Mekar that you should label twice? Pasuk Elikai Ekayim, Belisan, Belaila, Gemiyali. Rashi explains that the Gemara in Yuma says that this pasuk in Tehillim, Salvan and Elif said it in reference to Esther Malka and the nace of Purim, But since at the time of the nace they were zeikin yom v'layla, so therefore we remember that by laying the Megillah yom v'layla. So it's not so clear in Rashi why, because they were zeikin yom v'layla, do we remember the nace yom v'layla? So the very bekitzer he suggests over here, based on Lashon Rambam, the famous Rambam in Hakdama to Yad, the Rambam says that all mitzvahs derabanan have to be connected to the raisa, otherwise the mitzvah derabanan would be baltasis. The Rabbanon can't just add mitzvahs. So he says every mitzvah, takana, gzeira, the Rabbanon has to be somehow coming to be mechazik of the Raisa. And the example the Rambam gives is Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah is coming to mechazik in Inyan the Raisa. What that coming to mechazik? So he says that loydia lodayis haboyim she'emes mashas sachtanu b'teira umigoy gadol shaloyal kim kariv meilav kishem akinu b'chol kareinot. That is to show to the future generations that the emes, what the Torah says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to our tefillos. So the purpose of the mitzvah derabanan of Mikra Megillah is to be megala the emes mashkasa b'Torah, that there's a mitzvah derai, that there's a inyan of tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to our tefillos. The Rambam holds the mitzvah of tefillah, but that's the source in the Torah for which derabanan came along with masakin the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. Therefore, it makes sense that since they were zeikin yom v'layla, we're mazkid that by laying about the nation yom v'layla. So the Gemara goes on to say that the Bnei Yeshiva thought, Salva mino lemekariya v'layla lemisnaya masis nidei biyamama. So they thought that it means that they would lay it at night, that they would lay in the middle of night, and they would then learn the mishnayis by day. That's the word mishnah. Lishnayisa comes from the word mishnah. They would learn the mishnayis by day. Gemara says no. It means Gendarmi Inchi ever parashadav esnaya. It means I'll lane it twice. Gemara means another mekar, a different mekar, that we lane the Megillah twice. So the question on this Gemara is why did the Achrayim ask? Is why did they think that it meant to learn the Mishnayis? It's a Mefurish in Mishnah that there's a mitzvah mikra Megillah beyond. So there are a number of tutsim given. That one teretz is that. That they knew that there was a mitzvah kriya b'yayin, but they thought he was adding besides the mitzvah kriya b'yayin is also a chiyuv to learn mishnayis by day. The Turiyev is medayik in the Lashon HaRosh. Not like that. The Rosh says that he brings all the rayas that ikar mitzvah b'yayin. He says va'afugav the v'salka daitel in the snayim mitzvah b'yayin mama mikol mokal in the sukkimach. Even though they had shahavimina, we must go not like that. Sounds like they have a havimina. You didn't have to learn the Megillah by day. This is very, very shver havmina. But pashtus is where did this havmina come from? So it came from the lashon lishnaisa. He uses the interesting lashon lishnaisa. That's why they thought to learn the Megillah by day. Perhaps we could add, and the Sasemis really says this, that there's another reason why they thought that he meant he didn't mean the mitzvah kri. He meant the mem shnais, because bemis as the rishonim say. Taisvis and the Rosh say that the Iker Mitzvah is B'yayim. The Iker Mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is B'yayim, and that's why Taisvis and the Rosh and the Ran all say that even if someone, even though we say Shechiyonah by night, we say again Shechiyonah by day, because since the Iker Mitzvah is by day, so even though we say Shechiyonah by night already, we say a Shechiyonah again when we learn the Megillah by day, since that's the Iker Mitzvah. So it could be that they were bothered by the Talmidei Yeshiva Vada, why would he use the Lashon Lishnaisa? The implication of the word Lishnaisa, and there are Rishonim who mashmei takhol like this, is that the Iker Kri is Belayim, to review it by day. So they said it must mean he's referring to a separate Chiyuv to learn Mishnayis. That's why he uses Lashon Lishnaisa. Because if you're using the word to mean the Kriya, then we are, why would he use this terminology of Lishnaisa, which perhaps we'll see an answer to that shortly. Al-Kapanim, that is the Shita of Taisus and Rosh, that the Ikir Kriya is B'yayim. And since the Shita Taisus and Rosh, the Ikir Kriya is B'yayim, therefore they say that you should make the Shachiyanu by day, even though you made one already by night. The Rosh says, Madik Lashna Gemara like that. The Gemara, by Ner Chanukah, the Gemara says that you only make Shachiyanu the first night. By Mikra Megillah, the Gemara only says, just says that you make a Shachiyanu. It doesn't say the difference between by night and by day. So the Rosh is Maduk and the Gemara, you do make a Shachiyanu again by day. And the Rosh is the reason, because the Ikar Kriya is in fact the Yayim. So even though you made a Shachiyanu by night already, you still say a Shachiyanu by day as well. The Rambam says clearly that you do not make a Shachiyanu by day. The Rambam Perek Alef Halacha Gimel, it's on page Yudbeis and Gimel, says, Mitzvah Likreis Kulo, Mitzvah Likreis B'Laylu B'Yayim. And he says, "Mevarich kaidim kiyasa b'layla shalosh brachas." And this is the three brachas. I'll make him a megillah, shalsanisim, and shechiyanu. And if a yayim ain't chayzim var shechiyanu, by day you do not repeat the shechiyanu. The question is, what is the basis for the machlokes, the Rambam and Taisus and the Rosh, if you make a shechiyanu again by day? So, the Bala Shifti. Wants to say the chat is the Turi Evan explains that the Shita's Tais in the Rosh, that when we say one's Iker, one's Tafel, we don't just mean that there was one mitzvah Mikir Megillah that was made with two Chalakim and Iker and Tafel, but in fact what they mean is that there are actually two separate Chalakim, two separate Takanas in the mitzvah Mikir Megillah. He says it's based on the Gemara says that Iker Mikir Megillah, the mitzvah Suda is b'yayim, because the Yom Eilim is Karm v'Nasim, and there's a hekish of Zchir to Asiya, so the Iker Suda is b'yayim, Iker Kri is b'yayim, so the three I would say that in fact the mitzvah's Kriya that it says in the Megillah is only b'yayim. Mordechai and Esther were only Mesakin a mitzvah's Kriya b'yayim, and the mitzvah Lushnaisa b'layla was a later takana that was made, mitzvah l'kreis of Belayla also was a later takana, and therefore since it was a later takana, so they didn't, it's not the ikr mitzvah. So you have to say the one, and the achrayinim go with the shita, and the yehudim, so it goes with the shita as well, and he wants to make an afkimina, legabe, that's the yehudah they bring down here on page Yitess and Chof. The yehudah says you have a different mitzvah that runs into mikra megillah, are you masik mikra megillah to the mitzvah to kiddush levana? So he says it's going to be tal, he says since Mikir Megillah B'Layla is only Derabbanan, it's not Midivrei Chachamim, so therefore, it's not Midivrei Nevi'im, you wouldn't have to, you'd be allowed to be Mafsik. Yishuv Yankis is Nafkimina, Legabe on Pesach HaBeit, the Binyan Yishuv Yankis is Nafkimina, Legabe Kavana, that we paskin that Bidere Mitzvah Derabbanan, Kavana is Mitzvah Ancient Kavana, by Mitzvah Dereisa, Mitzvah Sikhs Kavana, and by Mitzvahs that are Midivrei Kabbalah, Midivrei Nevi'im, or have the Chaim Dereisa, that they're Tzvich Kavana. So the Yishuv Yankis says, therefore, you only have to have Kavana by. Kavana is only Ma'akiv, Chafidish, Kavana by all Mikra Megillah, but the Kavana is only Ma'akiv by the Mrs. Mikra Megillah by day.
Don't we say Safak Darbar Lakula except by Divrei Nevi'im?
That's another Nafkimina that the Paiskim mentioned, Lagabi Safak, that generally we on a Divrei Nevi'im we go Luchomra, and therefore we would go Luchomra by Kriya by day, we would go Luchomra, by Kriya by night, we would go Lakula.
Doesn't he have to say the Rambam
would
not hold by this? That
you know,
Divrei Nevi'im and
Divrei Nevi'im. Oh, so the Rambam's lashon is that Kriyas Megillah Bezmana Mitzvah say, Vavadorim Yidu Shita Kadosh Nevi'im, and he says, that's what he says in Lach Aleph, and he says, Mitzvah Kriyas B'Layim will be Yayim. So the Pashtus Mashmais, the Rambam is that this. First, what he says in Halacha Aleph, Dvar Yidu Shitakas Nevi'im, includes all the halachas that he says, that Mechalik, and therefore the Pashas of the Rambam is that the Dvar Nevi'im goes in Kriya B'Layla as well, and therefore the Rambam perhaps wouldn't hold that the Ikir Kriya is.
So you have to say that he holds that the
Dvar Nevi'im
is on Layla as well?
The Shaz of you have to say it. Mashmur Rambam is like that, the Shaz of you have to say it. So they bring down the Archa Shulchan, that the Archa Shulchan says as follows. The Archa Shulchan says, that he has a shaila, if let's say someone can only hear the kriya once, so should he go by night or by day? Mm-hmm. So he wants to say it twice. Machlokes Like the Rambam, you should go by night, since the night is just as thick as the day. And like Taisi, you should go by day, since the Iker is by day. So he says, could be, it's not, he says, not Muchach. He says, why? So first, says, Taisi could be, it's not Muchach, because even though it's clear that Taisi holds the Iker Kriyas by day, could be Mitzvah and Amov, it could be his reason, Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs, is Daichi even not to do the Iker Mitzvah. And he says, even the Shita of Rambam is, he says, Gam Rambam Yisrael the Kriyas the Yom Hu Iker, he says that the Rambam says that you don't make a bracha shachianu twice on one mitzvah, and that's why you don't make a shachianu by day. So it could be that the Rambam's masking to Taisus, but for picking you don't make shachianu. And the emes is that this pshat is clear in the Biyah Gro and Shulchan Aruch. On this, the mechaber passes like the Shita of the Rambam that you do not make shachianu. And the Ramah Paskin is like the Shita Tais of Zar Minig, that we do make Shechianu by day as well. So the Biyah Agro says on the Tzak of the Mechab, he says, Af agav d'ikir mitzvah d'ikir zmane b'yoyim k'may sheshani nusham. So he says the Gemara is mashma, like, I guess he's coming, it's not clear what where it says that clearly in the Gemara. I guess he's coming from the Yom, either from Hayom Eile, or from the fact that it says Yom first. But he says, even though the Rambam agrees that the Iker Mitzvah is B'Yom, he says, however, you will only make Shechina once. He says, Mikol Mokim Kivin Shebirich B'Lai L'Yotza V'Leigara Amin Birich HaSukkah V'Lul B'Shas HaSiyah. So he quotes a Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says as follows, that the Armin is not like this. The Gemara in Sukkah says that you make a Shechianu when you are making your Sukkah. You can make the Yishalmi says you make a bracha on making your Sukkah. We don't pass like the Yishalmi, but the Bavli says that when you make a Shechianu when you make your Sukkah, and then you don't make another Shechianu when you sit in your Sukkah. Same thing with your lulav. You can make a Shechianu when you make your lulav, and then you don't make another Shechianu when you take your lulav. So obviously, even though the Iker Mitzvah is the Yeshiva of a Sukkah, the Asiyah Sukkah is not the Iker Mitzvah. Since you already made a Shechianu when you made your Sukkah, so therefore you don't make another Shechianu when you sit in the Sukkah, because the both Shechianus would be going on the same mitzvah. You can't make Shechianu on the same mitzvah twice. That's the Aruch HaShulchan Svar. So the Goyin says that that's from the Rambam. In other words, the Rambam agrees with Taisus's Rayas that the Iker Kriya is B'Yayim. The Rambam agrees with that. And therefore, the reason why, but still, the Rambam holds, you don't make Shechianu, because you don't make Shechianu twice on the same mitzvah, even when you haven't yet done the Iker mitzvah. And the guy brings a very clear eye to this, from the Loch of Lulav and Sukkah, that by Lulav and Sukkah, you don't make a Shechianu by Yeshiva Sukkah, or by the Natiyot Lulav, even though that it definitely is the Iker mitzvah, if you already made one by the Asiyah. And so you could say the question, well, Lamaita, our minig is that because of that, we wait and we delay the Shechianu till you actually do the mitzvah. So the guy answered that question. So I think what the guy is saying is that in the case of Sukkah and Lulav, where the Asiyah is not a mitzvah mitzvah atzma, so therefore we say it's better, if you're only going to make a Shechianu once, it's better to make the Shechianu when you're actually doing the mitzvah. Mashiach here at night, even if Iker Mitzvah B'Yayim, but you're definitely doing a Mitzvah B'Layla as well. So therefore, you make the Shechianu by night. And therefore, Umishabirich B'Layla, Einei Mevarich B'Yayim. Once you make Shechianu by night, you don't go and make the Bracha again, the Shechianu by day. So that is how the Aruch HaShulchan wants to learn the Rambam. The Gaon is clear that that's what we learned the Rambam. The Rambam agrees with these other Rishonim that the Iker Mitzvah is the B'Yayim. But Apal Pikin, once you make Shechianu by night, you don't make Shechianu by day anymore. So the question is L'chayra, this is a kasha on the Shita of Taisus. Very nice, we agree with all of Taisus' rayas that the Iker Mitzvah is B'Yayim, but we see that even by Sukkah and Lulav, it's a Mufurish Gemara, that once you made a Shechianu on this mitzvah, you don't make a second Shechianu on the same mitzvah. So just like by, even if the Iker Mitzvah is later, so just like by Sukkah and Lulav, once you made a Shechianu B'Shas, you made the Sukkah. You made a Shechianu B'Shas, you put together your Lulav. You don't make another Shechianu at the time when you do the actual mitzvah. So even if the Iker Mitzvah is the Kriya B'Yayim, once you made a Shechianu at the Kriya B'Laila, how do you make a Shechianu again when you're Kriya B'Yayin?
Not really similar, right? Because, I mean, making the Sukkah is not sitting in the Sukkah. You're making a mitzvah on Hashem, not on
the sitting in the Sukkah. Okay. So the question, how would that affect whether or not the Shechianu could cover the other part of the mitzvah? So I think the svar that you're saying is there's a new sefer that just came out on in Yom Purim of Magid Kiev, says the svara, and in fact if you look in the, there's a beer on the Bir HaGro in Shulchan Aruch called the Mesik Eliezer, he says the svar very bekitzer, and he says that it could be that Taisus Havad, it's not a kash on Taisus from the Goyin's Taris and the Rambam. In other words, the Goyin is such a Gival the Gitaris and Rambam, Lachar it's a kash on Taisus. The Gemara said that when you made a bracha on the Asiyas HaSukkah, you made a bracha on the Asiyas HaLulav, you don't make another Shechianu when you do the mitzvah. So here, once you, even if the Kriya by night is tussle, so how do you make another another Shechianu by day? So the answer is that there's a mokum to mechag between the two. The Asiyas HaSukkah is, like you said, is the Hechshir mitzvah. The Asiyas HaLulav is Hechshir mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So when you're making a Shechianu on the Asiyas Sukkah or on the Asiyas Lulav, inherently the Shechianu is connected to the Kiyam Mitzvah later. Because this is not a Kiyam Mitzvah B'fnei Atzmei, because making a Lulav and making a Sukkah is not by itself a Kiyam Mitzvah, so this Shechianu by definition is connected to the Kiyam Mitzvah later. So once you've made the Shechianu, so now there's no Mokim to make a Shechianu again when you do the Mitzvah later, because you've already made a Shechianu on this mitzvah, because you made a Shechianu on the hechsher of this mitzvah. Mashenkein, Kriyas Megillah, even if we were saying, like Shitas HaTaisvus, that the Kriyas Megillah B'Yayim is the Iker, let's say either we go with the three Evans Pshat, that was the one that was Niskan from Mizvah Megillah, and later on was a separate to Kantar Abonon, or even you say that in the Kriyas Megillah Gufa, There were two takanas, but the ikr was the kriya b'yayim. Whatever the pshat may be, but if the ikr kriya is b'yayim, but there still is a separate kiyam b'layla. So it could be that the Taisus holds that when do we say this yisaid, that once you've made a shechianu on the ikr, once you've made a shechianu on a part of the mitzvah, you can't make shechianu again. That's when what you did was a hechsher mitzvah, preparation for the mitzvah. So this shechianu is not going, the subject you're making shechianu on the hechsher mitzvah. The pshat is you're making shechianu on the mitzvah. You could already make that shechianu when you're doing the hechsher mitzvah. So when you're making your sukkah, when you're making your lulav, it's already, you already have the option of making shechianu on the kiyam mitzvah later. But when you have a mitzvah that you're mekayim twice, so even if one of them is tussled to the other, but they're not, the two kiyumim are not inherently connected, and therefore, if they would be of equal chashivas, if we wouldn't have the svar that the kriyas ha-megillah b'layla is ikar, so then about that, you're doing the mitzvah twice. So once you did the first time, you can't make Shechianu again on the second time. Just like Ner Chanukah, once you make Shechianu the first night, you don't make Shechianu again the second night, because you made a Shechianu on this mitzvah, even though each kiyum is a separate kiyum. But since you already did, last night you already did this mitzvah, you don't make Shechianu again a night later. Mashen came at Kriyas Megillah, even though it's the same mitzvah, but since the day mitzvah has a greater chashivas to it, and the Shechianu, therefore, the Shechianu, that even though you made Shechianu on this mitzvah already, is not considered that you made Shechianu on this mitzvah, because the mitzvah by day has a greater level of kiyum to it. So since the mitzvah by day has a greater level of kiyum to it, and the mitzvah by night is a lesser level of kiyum, so therefore the Shechianu that you made by night doesn't cover by day, and it's not a comparison to Lulav and Sukkah, because there, since what you're making is a Shechianu on the Hechsher, it's automatically connected to the mitzvah. Mashigin here, where it's two separate cumin, it's not automatically connected to the mitzvah. I just wanted to be Maisif, one Knech, which could be even, the Rambam will agree with everything we said till now, and he still holds you only make a Shechianu by night. And that is that we mentioned that the Achrenim say, Sosema says, that what was the basis before the Bnei Yeshiva's times, that they thought the lach of the mitzvah lekreisa b'layla l'shneisa b'yayim meant to learn the Mishnayis. Well, they knew there's a mitzvah kriyas megillah b'yayim. So the Sasana says that they were coming from his lashon. Why did he use this lashon l'shneisa to repeat it? L'shneisa implies that the ikar mitzvah is b'layla. And you're just repeating the mitzvah by day. In fact, the Sefer Kech is mashed like that, that the ikar mitzvah is b'layla, not like all the rishonim. You have to know what he does with the rayas. But I'll call upon him. But there are many rishonim hold. The Taisus, the Rosh, the Ran, is clear like that, and the Goyim learning, even the Rambam agrees with that, that the ikar mitzvah is b'yayim. So why did he use his lashon v'lishneisa? So the Netziv in Hemek Sheila, in Shilta Sam Zayin, says a very nice pshat. He says as follows. He says that the Gemara really answers this question. He says that the Gemara says, Amr Luhur, Rabbi Yirmiyah said to the Bnei Yeshiva, Levidim efar shali minei der p'chia baraba, ki goy da amrim, so the people say, ever parasha sada v'snaya. I'm going to learn this parasha, I'm going to review it. So he says, what would he bring even this? He was just bringing stam, we find the lashon l'shneisa means to repeat it. Well, we know l'shneisa could mean repeat it. Well, I'm just saying, l'shneisa means to repeat it. So he says, the Netziv says as follows. He says, the Netziv says that when a person learns something and then reviews it, so there's a big, tremendous mile that he has when he reviews it. Because the first time, when the material is not as familiar to him, he's just trying to get his bearings, trying to figure out what it says basically. The second time, once he knows what it says, he's able to ma'ayin, he's able to medactic, he's able to listen for all the nuances that maybe he didn't pick up the first time. So he says that's what Reb Chiya bar Abba was saying. He was coming to answer the kasha that they had. They had a kasha. How could he say l'shneisa? He can't mean mikra megillah, because mikra megillah is the ikar kriya is b'yayin. The ikar kriya is not by night. The ikar kriya is b'yayin. So how can he say l'shneisa to repeat it? L'shneisa means to repeat something. Sounds like the ikar is b'layla, and that's not true. It must mean he means something else. It's kind of the mechadish that there's a chiyuv to learn the mishnayis. Comes the Reb Chiya bar Abba and he says, no, you're making a mistake. The reason why he said l'shneisa is not because the ikar kriya is b'layla, but fakat. The ikar kriya is b'yayin. But in order to prepare yourself properly for Ikar Kriya, you can't sit down and hear the Megillah the first time by day. You're going to miss out every nuance. You're going to miss out every knach. So what do you have to do? First, you have to. First, you have to lay in the Megillah once by night, so that you can be prepared for it. And then, once you've laid in the Megillah by night, and you heard it already once, then by day you can listen to it properly and pick up on every nuance, every knach, and then you can properly hear the Megillah. So he says, Lashon is, Avoyon chai v'shneisa, hain losim lei v'shastriya, la'avonus ha'mikra, she'er kriyas zel layla, inti yitzach lahovin, oin mekaneis v'diyik ha'mikra. V'hainu kiman d'omer, ever parashat d'av, ha'chiyach snayi lahovin oin mekaparashat. That's what he's telling him. He's telling him this, the reason why he's losim of v'shneisa was that you should be, that not to tell you you're only reviewing it and it's secondary. No, if I can't. Is the ikar one because once you've learned it already, now you can hear it again. And now you can listen to it properly. So it comes out, according to this, it could be that's why the Rambam holds that the Shechiyonah by night passes the Shechiyonah by day. Because even though the Taka are two separate kiyumim, Haraya, we make a bracha of Al-Mikra Megillah by night, but even though it's a separate kiyum, in the bracha of the mitzvah Mikra Megillah by night is a preparation for the one by day. It's not only a Hechsher Mitzvah, so it's not fully comparable to Asiya Sukkah, so that could be why Tyson still argue. So it's not fully comparable to Asiya Sukkah, Asiya Lulav, which is only a Hechsher Mitzvah, but it's a Kiyum which is a Hechsher for another Kiyum. And therefore the Rambam holds that when you have a Kiyum that's a Hechsher for another Kiyum, it's connected to the point where the Shechiyanu on the day, on the night mitzvah, would be connected to, and therefore pater, that you don't have to make another Shechiyanu on the Kriya by day.